This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not such a great day if you happen to be the three-term governor of New York. I mean, it gets worse, and it gets worse. And now it turns out that one of his many accusers, and there's a brand new one on the front page of the New York Times, that's right, the New York Times, which actually has had a pretty cozy relationship with Governor Cuomo over the years, they now feature a photograph of Governor Cuomo putting his hands on the face, on the cheeks of a young woman who back in 2019 says that she was molested, basically, by the governor of New York. How is this all going to come out? What does it say about where we are? By the way, one of his accusers now has retained the same lawyer that was representing Christine Blasey Ford, if you remember her, the woman, the main accuser who had accused Justice Kavanaugh of the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, of having assaulted her when they were in high school. Now, this is not high school. This is when he is in his already third term as governor of one of the nation's largest states. It's an amazing story, and I hope it does not end up illustrating double standards. It may. Double standards between the way that media and generally the entire culture responds to liberals versus conservatives. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Speaking of liberals versus conservatives, nothing is more fundamental to the extreme left than wanting to go after wealth and success. And Elizabeth Warren is now pushing on a new version, a legislative version, of her wealth tax. What a disaster. We will get to that and everything that is wrong with it. But first up, today is National Read Across America Day, which I didn't know that. By the way, if somebody knew this beforehand, you can raise your hand and I will acknowledge you immediately. Did everybody know that March 2nd was Read Across America Day because it is the birthday of Dr. Seuss? Are we now, with all of the stories that are just leaping up everywhere in the media, are we now going to have to be in a situation where we move Read Across America Day? What, do we have to put it on the birthday of someone who is unexceptionable, who you're not allowed to criticize? What is the great crime of Dr. Seuss? Well, I found out just today. Something else I learned. He actually pronounced his name Dr. Seuss. Yes, that's right. The German way. Seuss was his middle name, but eventually he gave in because people just weren't saying Dr. Seuss. Or it would actually be Zeus. They weren't saying it that way. They were saying Dr. Seuss, so it stays Dr. Seuss. Or does it? Do we need to tear him down entirely because of a couple of illustrations in some of his beloved books? This is a huge difficulty. Jeremy has just put up on the bulletin board a picture of the Cat in the Hat, and the Cat in the Hat is leaning across a map of the United States. And across the map of the United States, it says Read Across America, an NEA project. That's National Education Association. And that is actually the trademark, it says there. It's 1997. That's the year that this began, which was after Dr. Seuss died. But the idea that right now because this year there were his publisher is now stopping publication of six of Dr. Seuss's books because of objections to some of their illustrations. What I don't understand for a moment is why, with the cooperation of his estate and whoever it is who manages his affairs, they can't simply leave out those offensive illustrations, because it's not most of them. And yeah, when you look at it, the six books that they're stopping publication of are And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McElliott's Pool, One Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. Okay, when you look at some of the illustrations that people are objecting to, you can understand why they object to them. Okay, I mean, just some of it would be unthinkable today. But meanwhile, we as a culture seem to be working our way through it. Then none of this stopped Michelle Obama, who certainly has never, ever, I don't think, been accused of racism. Okay, some people could accuse her of anti-white racism. I know there are people out there who will say that. I don't think Michelle Obama is an avatar of any kind of racism. She generally is a very widely admired figure. She's enormously popular. And she and that husband of hers have participated in Read Across America Day. You can also find them actually reading Dr. Seuss's work. So should that protect him from cancellation? Okay, all of this came up because there's a proclamation of National Read Across America Day. That's today. And the proclamation was delivered by Joe Biden. It wasn't written by him, obviously. No president writes his own proclamations. And this is one of those things. This is why God invented staff people for the White House. So the Education Department apparently prepared this document, and unlike President Trump announcing today, and unlike President Obama mentioning Read Across America today, and now I know this is going to shock you, it's going to horrify you, but this is a huge to-do everywhere on cable television, in the commentariat, and the British press is talking about this. Okay, what happened is this, is that President Biden announced, it's normal, Read Across America Day. Fine. But he didn't mention Dr. Seuss. So in the presidential press briefing today, Jen Psaki, well, of course, she was asked this inevitable and important question. Listen.
About Dr. Seuss. This is maybe the only day that you can bring up Dr. Seuss in the it is National Read Across America Day. It's also Dr. Seuss's birthday. Both former presidents Obama and Trump mentioned Dr. Seuss in their Read Across America Day proclamations, but President Biden did not. Why not?
Well, first, the proclamation was written by the Department of Education, and you could certainly speak to them about more specifics about the drafting of it, but Read Across America Day, which, as you're right, has not existed forever, has only been around for a short period of time, elevates and celebrates a love of reading among our nation's youngest leaders, and the day is also a chance to celebrate diverse authors whose work and lived experience reflect the diversity of our country, and that's certainly what they attempted to do or hope to do this year. And as we celebrate the love of reading and uplift diverse and representative authors, it is especially important that we ensure all children can see themselves represented and celebrated in the books that they read.
So does the omission have anything to do with the controversy about the lack of diverse characters in the author's books?
Well, again, I think it is important that children of all backgrounds see themselves in the children's books that they read. But I would point you to the Department of Education for any more details on the writing of the proclamation.
Wow. So what do you think the chances are that President Biden himself is going to be forced to comment about this? What do you say on something like this? We'll get into it and talk more about those images that people do find so disturbing. Are they really? That and more coming up on the MedVid Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's truly bizarre. And by the way, I do not think we are in any danger of losing Dr. Seuss. I mean, it's not going to go away. It's not going to be erased. And why not? Well, first of all, because he was manifestly a good guy. If you look back at his whole life history, there is that. and he appears not to have truly loved children that much in his own life, but he connected with children in a magnificent way, and everybody grew up on his books, and everybody loved his books. I remember my mom reading Dr. Seuss books to me, and how thrilled she was when we moved to San Diego. We never, of course, met the great Dr. Seuss, but he lived in La Jolla, which is one of, it's a neighborhood in the city of San Diego. And the whole idea that right now there is controversy about Dr. Seuss, the reason I am so sure that he is not going to be erased is, first of all, and no one, to the best of my knowledge, has cut memorials into a mountainside where there are sculptures of Dr. Seuss, but his animals, his creations, his Cat in the Hat, my favorite was Horton. And not the Horton Hears a Who, but the Horton Hatches an Egg. I love that book, and I remember reading that book to my kids. And the idea now that they're ceasing publication of six books, which are not even available on Amazon, you can get Mein Kampf, you can get Adolf Hitler on Amazon, you can't get these books. I think it's a wild overreaction, but there is this. Forbes magazine last year does a list of dead celebrities and which dead celebrities are earning the most money. Now, who would you guess earns the most money of all dead celebrities? I would have guessed Elvis, but I would have been wrong. It's Michael Jackson. Do you know who number two is? It's Dr. Seuss. It's he earned an estimated $33 million in 2020. Now, he died at age 87 in 1991. And the thing that comes to my mind about this is if you talk to people about what is the greatest American novel, right? And no, it's not a Dr. Seuss book. They will usually give one of two answers, sometimes one of three. Let's say one of three. People will say The Great Gatsby. Or they will say Moby Dick, or they will say Huckleberry Finn. Now, you cannot cancel Huckleberry Finn, even though it uses the dreaded N-word dozens of times. I don't know exactly how many, but it's in there a lot. Because one of the main characters, in fact, the most sympathetic character, the main role model for the hero, actually, is referred to as N-word Jim. And so what are you going to do? Because, first of all, it's a deathless work of literature. It's one of those works of literature that is so remarkable where every word is beautifully crafted. And the book is about freedom. It's about as anti-slavery a book as it can possibly be. It is an anti-racist book. But there's that word. So I understand with that word there in the book, first of all, you can't just take it out because it's used a lot. But by the same token, you can't eliminate that book from all curricula. I know there have been attempts to do so, but it's ridiculous. Certainly anybody who is in high school or college cannot learn about American literature without reading Huckleberry Finn and learning something about Mark Twain. Okay, Dr. Seuss, it's different. None of the racist stuff, and I've looked at it, and in fact, I printed out some of these photographs that are offensive to people. You know what? They're offensive. The most offensive one that uses the N-word is a cartoon, and it's actually an anti-racist cartoon, but it does show black people being bought and sold, and it contains the N-word. But that wasn't a cartoon he had in one of his books. He had a whole prolific cartoon career as a cartoonist, mostly for a very left-wing magazine, a magazine that was beyond the New Deal. He himself was a big supporter of Franklin Roosevelt, but the magazine he worked for, PM, had extreme left-wing, even communist ties to it. That wasn't him. But the point about Dr. Seuss is the evidence of him being part of white supremacy. He actually apologized later in his life, and he died in 1991, about some of this imagery. And what is the imagery we're talking about in the cartoon that I'm mentioning? There is an image of, I think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. There is an image of a quote, Chinaman. And they use that term. And yes, there are little slit eyes, and it's one of those conical shaped hats, those triangular conical shaped hats. And he's wearing sandals with sort of raised rectangles beneath them and holding a bowl of rice. And it's offensive. And he changed it in his lifetime. He changed it from Chinaman to Chinese man. Okay, it's not good enough. I don't understand why they can't edit some of the books, and rather than simply banning them and making them unavailable on Amazon. But that brings us to the President of the United States. Okay, the coverage, the best coverage I've seen so far is from the Daily Mail over in the UK. And the headline, six Dr. Seuss books, including Scrambled Egg Super, will stop being published. Six Dr. Seuss books, including Scrambled Egg Super, and If I Ran the Zoo, and I Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, will stop being published because of racist and insensitive imagery after Biden dropped author from Read Across America Day. Now, this is fake news in that they try to imply that Biden was somehow responsible for stopping these books. I am sure Biden knew nothing about it. I am sure they put in front of him this proclamation he was supposed to read, and it didn't occur to him. Oh, this is Dr. Seuss's birthday. Where is the mention of Dr. Seuss. And I'm sure that someone at the Education Department didn't think, oh my goodness, we have to cancel Dr. Seuss. It was just, well, wait a minute, there's some people who are objecting to Dr. Seuss, and to have the president mention him on Read Across America Day, let's just avoid all controversy. And of course, in their so doing, they have inspired even more controversy. Do you have a solution? Maybe I do. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than a dozen people are dead after an SUV filled with 27 people inside collided with a semi-truck in Southern California. Hospital officials confirm 14 people died at the scene on State Route 115, about 60 miles west of the Arizona border, close to the U.S.-Mexico border. The California Highway Patrol saying the driver of the truck had only minor wounds. The SUV has a maximum legal capacity of 7 to 8 people. The Biden administration is imposing sanctions on Russian officials and businesses for poisoning opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The intelligence community assesses with high confidence that officers of Russia's Federal Security Service used a nerve agent to poison Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on August 20, 2020.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Become Dr. Seuss. Is there something that needs to be canceled about this? Something that needs to be censored? Something that needs to be eliminated? I actually have always kind of wondered why, because I knew his name was Theodore Geisel, and his friends called him Ted. But where does a Dr. Seuss come from? Seuss is his middle name. Again, the family pronounced it in the German style, Zeus. And to rhyme with voice, that's the way he always said it. And he initially preferred that Dr. Seuss be pronounced Dr. Zeus. He got the name because it was his mother's family's name. And he was a student in the 1920s during Prohibition at Dartmouth College. And one thing that Dartmouth has always been noted for, sorry, but always, is because it's up there in Hanover, New Hampshire, and in the wintertime it gets darn cold and there's lots of snow. People drink a lot. And he was a member of a fraternity. Need I say more? So he and nine of his fraternity brothers in the 1920s got busted. It was Prohibition. Drinking was illegal. And he almost got expelled, but he didn't get expelled. He did get banned from doing any further work for the Humor magazine, which at Dartmouth is called the Jack-O-Lantern. And he was the main cartoonist for their Humor magazine. So he wanted to keep working, but he didn't sign his cartoons Geisel because he was banned from doing that. He signed them Zeus, S-E-U-S-S, Seuss. And then later, right after Dartmouth, he actually went across the pond. He studied at Oxford, and he got a doctorate in English literature. So he really is a Dr. Theodore Geisel. But because he had adopted this pen name for signing his drawings, that Seuss pen name, hence we have Dr. Seuss. Now, The idea that right now we're having this controversy, it seems to me that President Biden is going to have to make some kind of statement or clarification, or the White House will have to issue some kind of statement. I'm not sure that in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic, in the midst of struggling to make sure that the economy really does revive, getting a $1.9 trillion rescue package, which is very popular but ends up spending way too much money. In the midst of all of that, President Biden does not want to spend a long time talking about his diss of Dr. Seuss by not mentioning his name on the proclamation for Read Across America Day. But this is it's no coincidence that this is the first day that it's happening. The recent objections to Dr. Seuss: in 2017, a school librarian in Cambridge, Massachusetts, home of Harvard University, criticized a gift of 10 Seuss books from First Lady Melania Trump. Poor Melania. I mean, honestly, she got criticized a lot, sometimes undeservedly. She had given a book of a gift of 10 Dr. Seuss books to the library at Cambridge, Massachusetts, saying, and the school librarian said, many of his works were steeped in racist propaganda, caricatures, and harmful stereotypes, so she didn't appreciate the gift. Then in 2018, this is also in the Trump era, a Dr. Seuss museum in his hometown of Springfield, Massachusetts, this is where he was born, removed a mural that included an Asian stereotype. Okay, that's fine. They had a mural near Mulberry Street, because that Mulberry Street is a major street in Springfield, Massachusetts, his hometown. The Cat in the Hat, one of Seuss's most popular books, has received criticism too, but it will continue to be published for now. I'm not sure what's wrong with the Cat in the Hat. The various illustrations here that trouble people most, the one that everyone is reproducing is a one for a poem from If I Ran the Zoo. And this is fantastical animals that don't really exist. And the poem says, I'll go to the African island of Yerka and bring back a tufted mazurka, a kind of canary with quite a tall throat. His neck is so long that if he swallows an oat, and then basically they say he swallows an oat, and it takes a full month before it goes down. But the tufted mazurka is actually being carried by two very stereotypical African natives. And again, this is coming out in the same era where you may remember in King Kong, they have all kinds of unacceptable racial stereotypes of people on the island, the natives who were in awe of Kong. And again, does this mean that that maybe they should take that illustration out, and maybe the poem too, of that section, If I Ran the Zoo? Sure, fine. But for goodness sake, the entire conversation that we have, what's so striking about it is, okay, what is Biden supposed to do? And think about this for a moment. Don't even think about if you're President Biden, because this is not a front-of-mind consideration for him. I guarantee you it's not. What is front-of-mind consideration for him is trying to actually accomplish something, get part of his agenda so he can say he did something in his first 100 days and did something significant. And look, what they clearly wanted at the Department of Education is they didn't want anybody on their left. They didn't want Sheila Jackson Lee. They didn't want Ilhan Omar or any of the avatars of political correctness to jump all over Joe Biden and say, oh, look, you did this proclamation in behalf of Dr. Seuss. Didn't you realize that Dr. Seuss has racial and unacceptable imagery in his work, and it's just no go, and we have to move on from it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, with that, what's the right answer? Let's go to Larry in Renton, Washington. Larry, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. In answer to your question about why do they have to stop publication of the books, why can't they just edit out the supposedly offensive content, the answer is that the cancel culture rage mob will not accept anything short of elimination, destruction, and making things over in the image of the loopy left.
Well, they haven't been able to apply that to things like Huckleberry Finn. They haven't been able to apply that to real classics of American literature. They're very clear anti-Semitic elements, by the way, in The Great Gatsby, in The Sun Also Rises by Hemingway. They're still published, and these Seuss books are going to be still published, don't you think?
Well, I certainly hope so, but it's they can't do it all at once. It's one thing at a time, as we've seen over the years. It happens very slowly in small increments.
So what would you, if you were advising President Biden, how would you handle this proclamation?
Keep Dr. Seuss in there. It's his birthday. He's been prominently mentioned in every proclamation since the day started, as far as I know.
No, not everyone, but he has been prominently mentioned by President Obama.
But just take it head on and say, these were written at a different time when that was acceptable, and you know we've moved on a little bit, and we don't say.
I agree with you. I agree with you entirely. Is something like that, something that is reasonable and moderate, might actually work. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Michael Medved show, the way that this was announced on CNN is fairly entertaining. John Berman of CNN actually broke the news about Dr. Seuss versus Amazon. And again, given the fact that his books and copyrights are still earning $33 million a year, I think is an indication of why it's going to be very, very tough to, quote, cancel him. Listen to the way CNN broke the news this morning.
New this morning, six Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published because they contain racist stereotypes and insensitive imagery. The late author's company announced the move this morning, saying the books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Best known among the books are And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, and If I Ran the Zoo, Dr. Seuss. These are the ones that they were not sell. That's the point. It's The Cat in the Hat is still being sold. The Grinch Stole Christmas, One Fish, Two Fish. The books that I think you know really well will still be sold. These are the books that they say contain outrageous themes, tropes, and images. And frankly, if you read them, you can see that the way they portray Africans and Asians, among other things, is insensitive to say the least. The other books, though, will continue to be sold.
Okay, can you imagine, by the way, are there some people listening to me right now who have copies of If I Ran the Zoo and To Think That They Saw It on Mulberry Street and the other titles that are now not going to be published anymore? They're probably worth something. I mean, I don't know if you have used bookstores, you have half-price books, but they probably have people who watch the markets. Miguel Elliott's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, The Cat's Quizzer. These books not being published, could this be some kind of plot to just drive the price sky high? Kevin McCarthy was fairly effective. There's a terrible, terrible bill. We'll talk about it later in the show. It's H.R. 1. It's the Democratic Nancy Pelosi Wreck Our Elections bill. And the Republican leader, I think very cleverly, connected that bill to their, quote, voting rights bill, which is actually a wrongs about voting bill. Kevin McCarthy attacked it and referred to freedom for Dr. Seuss. Listen.
H.R. 1 rewrites election law and imposes a one-size-fits-all partisan rules from Washington. Under the Constitution, we generally defer to states and counties to run elections. Democrats want to change that. First, they outlawed Dr. Seuss, and now they want to tell us what to say.
Okay. They are not outlawing Dr. Seuss yet. Don't give them any ideas. Bill Maher will stand in the way of any real attempt to outlaw Dr. Seuss. How do we know? Listen to what he has to say about cancel culture. This is clip 5A.
Liberals need a stand your ground law for cancel culture, so that when the woke mob comes after you for some ridiculous offense, you'll stand your ground. Stop apologizing, because I can't keep up anymore with who's on the list. Now, lately, Republicans have been trying to appropriate the term cancel culture to describe what happens to them when they get a just comeuppance for actual crimes. And this muddying the water is unfortunate, because cancel culture is real, it's insane, and it's growing exponentially, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Is this really who we want to become? A society of phony, clenched asshole avatars, walking on eggshells, always looking over your shoulder about getting ratted out for something that actually has nothing to do with your character or morals? Think about everything you've ever texted, emailed, searched for, tweeted, blogged, or said in passing, or now even just witnessed. Someone had a Confederate flag in their dorm room in 1990 and you didn't do anything? You laughed at a Woody Allen movie? Andy Warhol was wrong. In the future, everyone will not experience 15 minutes of fame, but 15 minutes of shame.
Okay, this is brilliant, and he's entirely correct. He continues, and I think it's extraordinary and extraordinarily well said. This is 5B.
And 62% of Americans say they have opinions they're afraid to share. 80% of Americans, young, old, rich, poor, conservative, liberal, white, minority, all hate the current atmosphere of hypersensitivity. Yeah, everybody hates it, and no one stands up to it. Because it's always the safe thing to swallow what you really think and just join the mob.
Okay, this is precisely why people felt such a sense of loss and mourning when Rush died. And no one stood up to even the early stages of this. And this is not to identify, to try to defend or justify every last thing that Rush ever said. I mean, he did some things that even he came to agree were kind of wince-inducing and not appropriate, not really that funny. But still, you should have the right to do that. And the idea, again, that you may have come into some dorm room at some point and seen a Confederate flag on the wall. I knew people in college who were from the South who had Confederate flags. Not me, okay, don't have to come after me on this. But again, it has gotten very absurd and gone way too far. And it may be that today, when there seems to be an angry mob with pitchforks and flames that are coming out after President Biden right now, because his announcement of the proclamation didn't include Dr. Seuss, this shouldn't be an issue, for God's sake. One of the things that can happen is President Biden, or maybe even better, Vice President Kamala Harris, the first vice president ever, who's female and a person of color. You heard that? Did you know that? Of course everybody knew that. If she came out and said, look, Dr. Seuss is something that I grew up on, and I'm sure she did, and something that every American's grown up on is part of our national inheritance. It's a treasure. And to say that this right now doesn't meet our current standards doesn't mean it gets discarded or burned or destroyed or banned. And I do think that the Dr. Seuss Foundation – is probably going to want to consider another move other than just banning all six of these books. They can be edited if need be, because no, this is not like The Great Gatsby, and it's not like The Sun Also Rises, and it's not like Huckleberry Finn. I mean, this doesn't end anywhere, because almost everything from the past will have some element that doesn't really resonate appropriately in the present. But there are some things that are timeless. For instance, it is timelessly and eternally evil to throw people into jail for a long prison term because they believe in God and because they refuse to renounce their faith. Where? Thank God it's not the United States. It is in a major world nation, and it is so totally shameful that even the Washington Post editorial board has condemned it. We will get to that story. We will also get to the story of a wealth tax. You talk about hate mongering. This is Elizabeth Warren back. Do you remember she said she dreams at night about a wealth tax? I bet we can find that and play it for you. Sometimes I dream, wealth tax, wealth tax. Well, can you imagine what the dreamscape would be like in Elizabeth Warren's mind? In any event, the wealth tax that she is introducing as legislation and trying to push people to support is even more radical than the one she talked about in the campaign. And guess what? It's an honorary member of the squad, Seattle's very own Pramila Jayapal, who is the co-sponsor of the wealth tax in the House of Representatives. We will get to that and so much more in this very busy second day of March, right here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.